Viruses. Viruses are obligate intracellular parasites that require living host cells to grow and reproduce and are dependent on the cell's synthetic and metabolic machinery. Infections caused by viruses may be acute or chronic, they may be recurrent, and they may elicit lifelong immunity. Viruses are not considered to be cells, so they are not classified as eukaryotes or prokaryotes as bacteria are. Intact viral particles called virions are made up of nucleic acid, either ribonucleic acid, RNA, or deoxyribonucleic acid, DNA, a protein coat, capsid, and possibly an envelope composed of viral proteins and host cell lipids. Virions are taken in by living host cells, where they modify the cell metabolism to produce a new nucleic acid and protein coat. The virus particles are assembled and released by the cell to invade other host cells. The release process may cause host cell damage that leads to pathology and signs and symptoms of infection. Some viruses lie dormant in the host cell for months or years. After this latent period, the virus forms new virus particles and damages the host cell. Size and reproduction. Viruses are too small to be seen with a light microscope. Therefore, they are sometimes said to be ultramicroscopic, although they may be visualized with an electron microscope. They generally range in size from 20 to 400 nanometers, 0.02 to 0.4 micrometers, as seen in Exhibit 2-5. This means that only the largest viruses approach the same size as the smallest bacteria. Exhibit 2-5. Virus size comparison. Viruses reproduce through the spread of virions. Virions are inert and do not grow or multiply until they enter a living cell. Viruses in general replicate in a similar fashion, which occurs in the five steps illustrated in Exhibit 2-6. Exhibit 2-6. Virus reproduction cycle. Attachment. The virion attaches to a complementary receptor site on the host cell. This attachment is specific. The virus cannot attach to just any receptor it encounters, and not every cell type has a receptor that a virus can attach to. Penetration. The virion enters the cell using endocytosis, whereby the cell engulfs the virus. Replication. Viral DNA or RNA directs the host cell to begin creating viral components. Maturation. The viral components assemble into viral particles, creating daughter virions typically identical to the initial virus, except in cases of mutation. Release. The daughter virions are released. The time between maturation and release may stretch to months or years, during which time the virus remains dormant in the host cell. Classification and taxonomy. The nomenclature of viral agents is more confusing and less standardized than that of bacteria, fungi, and parasites. Instead of genus and species names, viruses are often referred to by common names derived from the organ system involved, example, hand, foot, and mouth disease, the disease produced, example, hepatitis virus, or the location in which the disease was first seen, example, Norwalk virus. The taxonomy of viruses is generally based on the following: whether the virus contains DNA or RNA, whether the virus is single or double-stranded, size and shape of the virus, structure of the protein coat, presence or absence of an envelope, mode of replication. Key point: whether a virus has an envelope is important for cleaning, among other things. For example, alcohol, used in hand rubs and some cleaning solutions, has little effect against non-enveloped viruses. However, at proper concentrations, alcohol will kill most enveloped viruses. Prions. One class of microbe commonly discussed along with viruses is prions, although they are distinct from viruses in a few key ways. Prions can be described as infectious particles of abnormally folded proteins that do not contain DNA or RNA. They are associated with spongiform encephalopathies, which are rare neurodegenerative disorders, such as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, or CJD, that have incubation periods of months to years. These can be transmitted in several ways: contact with infected human tissues, use of contaminated devices and surgical equipment, or through ingestion of contaminated neurologic tissue of animals. Prion diseases progress rapidly and are fatal. Key point: although prion diseases are rare, the effects they cause are stark and thus they are worthy of attention. Perhaps the most important thing to remember with regard to prions is that they are difficult to neutralize. normal sterilization procedures are typically insufficient. Special care and alternative handling protocols are necessary when using instruments on patients suspected of a prion disease. Pneumoviridae. Name, S. Human metapneumovirus, respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. Infection, S. Caused. Human metapneumovirus. Upper and lower respiratory infections, including pneumonia. RSV, pneumonia, tracheobronchitis. Modes of transmission. Human metapneumovirus. Close personal contact and contact with infected secretions. RSV, direct contact, indirect transmission from hands for fomites. Transmission is related to the amount of virus secreted by the host. Immunocompromised persons and infants shed more of the virus and commonly serve as reservoirs. Additional notes, human metapneumovirus. More severe illness in people with specific comorbidities and older adults. Most active in winter and early spring. RSV. Reinfection is common, though generally more mild. Orthomyxoviridae. Name, S. Influenza A and influenza B. Infection, S. Caused, influenza. Modes of transmission. Primarily spread among individuals via respiratory secretions as large droplets or droplet nuclei or aerosols are deposed onto the mucosal surfaces of the upper or lower respiratory tract of a susceptible person during close contact with an infected person. The primary mode of transmission seems to be through large droplets. The extent of transmission by hands or fomites is unknown, but it is not considered to be primary. Additional notes. Asymptomatic and presymptomatic transmission causes a major challenge with influenza. The virus may be detectable 24 to 48 hours after infection and around 24 hours before symptom onset. The incubation period may be 2 to 4 days. Influenza A frequently mutates within reservoirs, resisting eradication and necessitating continually updated vaccines. The rapidly changing virus can lead to pandemic conditions. Coronaviridae. Name, S. Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2, also known as COVID-19, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS. Infection, S. Caused, COVID-19. Modes of transmission, person-to-person close contact through respiratory droplets. Additional notes, due to the recent emergence of COVID-19, research is ongoing. It may be spread presymptomatically or asymptomatically. COVID-19 tends to be more severe in older adults and in those with chronic medical issues. Vaccines and antiviral drugs are available. Picornaviridae. Name, S. Hepatovirus, also called hepatitis A virus or HAV, enterovirus, rhinovirus. Organism characteristics, non-enveloped RNA virus. Infection, S. Caused, hepatitis A. Hepatitis A, also known as enterovirus 72 or infectious hepatitis. Enterovirus. Enterovirus D68 can cause acute flaccidomyelitis, AFM, an uncommon but serious neurologic condition that mostly affects children and causes the muscles and reflexes in the body to become weak. Rhinovirus. Common cold, laryngitis, tracheitis, and bronchitis. May have role in acute sinus infections, otitis media, asthma, and chronic bronchitis. Modes of transmission. Enterovirus, person to person by direct contact, fomites. Hepatitis A, fecal oral, ingestion of contaminated food such as oysters or water, direct transmission among men who have sex with men. Rhinovirus, direct close contact, airborne droplets, fomites, self inoculation, finger to nose, finger to eye. Additional notes. Enterovirus. Enterovirus season typically runs from July to October. Hepatitis A, vaccination is available. Respirovirus, species name, S, per influenza virus. Infection, S, caused, croup, common cold syndrome, laryngotracheobronchitis, bronchiolitis, pneumonia. Modes of transmission, droplet. Additional notes, reinfection is common, though generally more mild. Adenoviridae. Name, S. Adenovirus, divided into 7 species, A through G. Infection, S. Caused, respiratory and gastrointestinal, GI, infections. GI infections primarily affect infants and young children. Modes of transmission. droplet or fecal oral transmission from individuals with acute infection or asymptomatic viral shedding post-infection. Herpes viridae. Name, S. Herpes simplex virus, HSV, varicella zoster, VZV. Infection, S. Caused, HSV, herpes. Symptoms of HSV-1 are primarily cold sores and oral infections. Symptoms of HSV-2 are primarily genital infections. Varicella zoster, chickenpox and shingles. Symptoms include the following: chickenpox, rash that turns into itchy, fluid-filled blisters that eventually turn into scabs. The rash may first show up on the chest, back, and face, and then spread over the entire body. Other typical symptoms may appear 1 to 2 days before the rash and include fever, tiredness, loss of appetite, and headache. Shingles. A rash occurs in a single stripe around either the left or right side of the body. People with weakened immune systems may have disseminated shingles in which the rash is more widespread on the body and looks similar to a chickenpox rash. Key point: although both chickenpox and shingles are caused by VZV, the name varicella zoster is used when referring to chickenpox and the name herpes zoster is used when referring to shingles. Modes of transmission: HSV, perinatal, autoinoculation, close contact with a person shedding the virus from a mucosal surface or in genital or oral secretions. Varicella zoster, chickenpox, direct person-to-person contact, perinatal, inhalation of aerosols from vesicular fluid or respiratory secretions. Indirect contact with articles soiled with discharges from vesicles. Herpes zoster, shingles. If localized and patient is immunocompetent, direct contact with vesicle fluids or indirect contact with articles soiled with discharges from vesicles. If patient is immunocompromised or rash is disseminated, spread may be airborne. Additional notes: HSV, incubation period of 2 to 12 days. Varicella zoster. Treatment using antiviral agents is possible, and a vaccine is available for both chickenpox and shingles. Other notes: chickenpox, incubation period of 10 to 21 days. After a person recovers from chickenpox, the virus lays dormant in the body and can reactivate later as shingles. Shingles is not transmissible from person to person, but a person with shingles can transmit chickenpox to a non-immune person. Calisevirity. Name, S. Norovirus, also known as Norwalk-like virus. 5 genogroups, G through GV. Most human diseases are caused by G and G2. Infection, S. Caused, acute onset gastroenteritis. Modes of transmission: fecal-oral, direct person-to-person contact, contact with feces, contaminated food or water, droplets from vomitus. Additional notes: causes the majority of acute viral gastroenteritis disease worldwide. Virus is highly infectious, and infected persons can remain contagious for up to 3 weeks following recovery due to asymptomatic viral shedding. Hepatinaviridae. Name, S. Hepatinavirus, hepatitis B, also known as serum hepatitis. Hallmark infections: hepatitis B, also known as serum hepatitis. Symptoms include anorexia, abdominal discomfort, nausea and vomiting, arthralgias, rash, jaundice. Modes of transmission: intimate contact, body excretions and secretions, percutaneous and permucosal exposure, indirect contact with contaminated inanimate surface, blood products. Additional notes: vaccination is available for hepatitis B, retroviridae, HIV. Name, S. Human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. Infection, S. Caused, acute retroviral symptoms, HIV, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, AIDS. Modes of transmission: sexual contact or exposure to blood and certain body fluids. Requires parenteral, broken skin, or mucous membrane contact with the contaminated blood and slash or body fluids. Fluids such as saliva, tears, urine, and sweat are not considered a transmission risk, absent the presence of blood. Additional notes: the virus cannot survive for long periods outside of the body. HIV depresses immunologic system function, increasing the host's susceptibility to infection by other opportunistic organisms. Transitioning through the stages of infection from incubation to AIDS diagnosis ranges from less than a year to 15 years or longer. Use of antiretroviral treatments can extend the asymptomatic HIV infection period, restore and preserve immunologic system function, and reduce viral load in the host to the extent that they are not capable of transmitting HIV to partners through sex. Orthopox virus. Name, S. Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox. Infection, S. Caused, Mpox. Modes of transmission. Person to person. Additional notes. Vaccination is available. Previous smallpox vaccination is protective.